Suffering is a theme that I love to return to again and again, both in my learning and development and in yours, because it's in that place of suffering that we have the greatest opportunity that God will ever hand us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Any athlete will tell you that they suffer a lot when they're training. It hurts to build muscle. It hurts to grow endurance. But for them, it's suffering with a purpose. It's suffering in order to become better, faster, smarter, more skilled at their sport. That's why they suffer. And the same's true in our lives as well. We know that those difficult times are the times of greatest opportunity for God to mold our character, to teach us how to rely on Him, to knock off our rough edges so that we'll look more and more like Jesus. But, there had to be a but, right? All too often, suffering involves injustice, and that injustice causes our pride to rise up. That injustice gives us a bad attitude, and that right there tends to block any benefits that God may have worked in our character through our suffering. Pride always blocks the good things of God. Amen? So if that tends to happen in your life, then listen up. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. It is better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong. Yes, it's better if that's what God wants. Peter wrote those words to Christians who are suffering terribly and unjustly for their faith in Jesus. If God brings a season of suffering upon you, if that's what He wants, suffer gladly. Suffer with a good heart and a good attitude, no matter how unjust it feels, because God is up to something good. That's His word, fresh for you today. Suffering helps us to grow in Christ. It helps us to deal with the sin in our lives. What an opportunity! And to help you on that journey, I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.